he published journals and identified the remains of a massive temple dedicated to the god Amun. As Monte's work progressed, his fame and reputation spread across the world. The more his teams excavated, the more statues and obelisks of Ramesses they unearthed. All the evidence went to confirm that this had to be the lost city of Pyramus.
Another one. Of course, we found already.
In Pyramus, we know that Ramesses constantly erected new statues of himself throughout his long reign. There was a workforce employed across his city to build and decorate his image. Eventually, there were over 100 statues of the pharaoh throughout Pyramus. So it was no wonder Monte dug up so many beautifully preserved specimens. Many of these statues were colossal. Some weighed over 1,000 tons. Carved from granite, they were built to last. As Monte uncovered more and more monuments, it all confirmed to him that Tanis was Pyramus. Allowing him to imagine what this great city must once have looked like.
Pierre Monte was probably the great French excavator of his generation, and was very keen on producing the big picture. But there's something not quite right at Tanis.
It's true. There really is something not quite right at Tanis. Something about the stones and statues that doesn't add up. Something that Monte refused to acknowledge.
Here you are. Pity he's not all with us.
Well, we've found plenty of others that are. Look, over thousands of years, there's bound to be some displacement to be expected. But the rest of him will turn up somewhere. You don't agree?
Well, some displacement is to be expected, of course. But it's just that the more we excavate, the more we find structures with pieces missing or that don't fit together at all. It just seems a little odd.
It was not unusual for parts of 3,000-year-old statues to break off and go missing. It was just that at Tanis, everything seemed slightly out of place. With nothing quite as it should be, it was turning into a very peculiar dig site.